Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning to those that are listening, or those of you that will be listening in the sometime near future. You have joined, or you have connected with, the Morning Coffee Sunday School. I am your host and your teacher, Elder Paul McCoy, pastor of the Point Christian Fellowship, the St. Louis and Church of God in Christ of Faith Tabernacle. We are, as always, thankful for being able to come to you all yet again this day, the day that the Lord has made. And we rejoice and are glad in it, as always, as the word implies. This is going to be our last show for 2018 during this holiday season. We will come again to you on 2019 as the Lord sees fit. We wanted to say before we begin, we are thankful for God in the Midst and Get 'Em Radio, both one of the same, for allowing us to utilize their services to bring you this recording we've been doing throughout past 2+ years. Yet we are just humble also by this opportunity to be able to minister the Word of God all this time, and are motivated to move forward in ministry in the coming years, as it is the will of God for us to do so. Right now, we are in the holiday season. It is a time of remembrance, not just for the holiday, but yet for the purpose behind it. To be reminded of its importance in our lives that has led towards our salvation. We cannot forget, we should not forget the reason for the season. And one thing that I truly stand upon, especially now in my life, is that the reason for this season is not just to be celebrated for a day or a week, or even a couple of weeks, and then forgotten, or placed on the back burner, waiting for another year to come around. This is something that should be celebrated every single day of our natural lives, for it is the reason why we have life. It is the reason why we're still here. It is the reason why we have not been erased, eternally condemned to destruction. It is the reason, or the proof of God's love for our lives, for all of us. This moment, and while it has been argued, contemplated by so-called scholars, the context of it, its purpose argued and or denied. For it is the birth of salvation, the birth of the covenant, the eternal covenant. It is what brought forth the comforter to our lives. It is what brought forth the opportunity to get it right. It is what led to our eternal grace and mercy. this moment. We are so thankful for this moment. And we do not wish to ever forget its purpose or its reason. As always, before we begin, we will have our moment of prayer, and then we will read the word, and then we will just take a few minutes to go through this, and then we will conclude for this session. Father God, Lord God, we thank you for this time, as it is a time of remembrance and appreciation. We thank you for your love, as you loved us so much, you shared your Son, the Christ. We thank you for the reason behind the season. We thank you for all things. We just ask, Father, that you, as always, allow us to be less as you are more, that we will decrease as you increase, and that we will continually do your will and get out of your way. Thank you so much for everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're just reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse number 18 through 25. And then we'll just briefly talk about it, and then we will conclude. And we're reading from the New Living Translation, and it just simply says, this is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother, Mary, was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly. So he decided to break engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Joseph, son of David, the angel said, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. She will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through the prophet. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary as his wife. But he did not have sexual relations with her until her son was born, and Joseph named him Jesus. This story, as we know, has been told many, many times before. It has been illustrated on television and other books and children's books, different iterations. Many people, as we talked about before, have argued its placement, have argued its authenticity. And as time has gone on, the world and its arrogance and self-magnificence has diluted and all but forgotten the purpose of this moment of fulfillment. A woman who is a virgin has been given an opportunity to bring forth someone who is greater than her and greater than all, to not only save the world, but to save her soul as well, and the soul of her father, sibling, and all. To be given that gift, to be given that opportunity, to be a great burden, to know that you hold the hope of the world within your bosom, or within your body, is a great burden. Yet in her time that she was pregnant, as the story goes, she received the support that she needed from so many except one, one that was considered righteous and had a sense of notoriety, positive notoriety, placement within the community. The man who was betrothed to be her husband was one that suffered the most grief and inner turmoil, I would say would be a better way of placing this, inner turmoil, because the wife that he has never touched before was pregnant. Now, as you analyze this, being a man and knowing that you have not laid down with the woman that you have planned to marry, that you're engaged to, turns up pregnant, that's going to put you in a very difficult situation, for it will automatically tell you, or you will automatically assume that she has slept around. She has slept around with someone else. And then it furthers how many times. Who did it? When did this happen? How long has this been going on? So many things come through our mind, or come through the mind of the man, all to discourage the union. Yet how is it that we go through these situations? How is it that we are able to face these challenges? How do we do that? We must look to God. This thing, as it states, was a quiet moment, something that was not placed out into the open for the sake of the integrity of Mary. Nowadays, men would blatantly blast the woman on social media in any way they can, calling her promiscuous, a whore, slut, whatever, disgracing her to any eye that would look. That's the one thing that Joseph did, which I am thankful that he did, was he made the decision not to put this out there, or to put her out there. Yet as he thought it through and struggled in his manhood, pride being challenged, he was given an opportunity of a lifetime. And that was, he was given instruction, divine instruction. The opportunity was to follow it. He was told by an angel of God that she is still pure, yet she holds the key to your salvation in her womb. This baby is not just any ordinary baby. This child is no ordinary child. This child was conceived by the Holy Ghost for your sake, not just for you to be a dad, but to grow into the self, grow into physical salvation of the whole world. Can you imagine how far we have fallen? You imagine where we were at that time, that it was necessary for this sacrifice to happen. This lamb, unblemished, beyond any lamb or animal ever to that was sacrificed before. To be born into the world as a human being. To be born into this limited flesh. For the sake of people that do not care, not even until this day. As we said before we began to read this, this time of the year has been all but lost, especially to the world as a whole. Now, a person such as myself gets why we do this and doesn't just do this for this day, but celebrates Christ each and every day. Yet the world seeks capitalism, seeks materialism, seeks to degrade this time, this holy time, into a time of happy holiday, Santa Claus, reindeer, snowmen, trinkets wrapped around the house, animals and presents getting together to eat food that you did not buy, and open gifts that you did not deserve. Come to the church and wait to see your little son, daughter, grandson, granddaughter, niece, nephew, cousin do a skit about something that they don't even understand themselves. To listen to the same old practiced sermon, sing the same old practiced songs. And do this because it is habitual. Not remembering or taking into account that this moment was a life-changing moment. That it wasn't just some child being born in some manger behind some inn by some people. Yet it was the true divine opportunity of a lifetime for all, every last one of us, to know that God loves us enough to bring forth salvation, to walk the earth, and to save us from our sins and ourselves. Prophet Isaiah has brought forth this message. The Ahaz the king. And not only to the king, but to every person living. You have this grand opportunity for salvation. Undeserved. Yet, the opportunity nonetheless. And for Joseph to know these things now, and to move on these instructions showed his dedication to God. Many of us now would blow it off, call ourselves crazy, or having a hallucinating moment and be the catalyst for all destruction. There's so many of us that say we believe, do not truly believe. Many of us that say that we follow Christ, do not follow Christ. Because we cannot follow a simple instruction to remember and to appreciate the reason for this season? What is your purpose? What is your purpose for this holiday? Do you see the significance of it? Do you celebrate Christ? Salvation born in flesh. Do you celebrate the opportunity that God has provided based simply on God's love for you and me? Or are you scrambling around, stuffing yourselves in department stores, spending money you don't have to impress people who don't care? Ask yourself this question. And get motivated to rethink your position. Do not let the importance of this moment in time, pass you by. Do not we disgrace the true reason behind the season. Do not continue to break the engagement. Let this season, from now and forevermore, be about Christ and only Christ. Because the gift of salvation is one that is eternal. It has no shelf life. It has no expiration date. It will not be replaced by anything greater or the next greatest thing that will happen within 5 to 6 months after you receive that gift of man or of the world and follow you forever. And it is the true gift that keeps on giving. So as we close, I just say to you all, pray that you all do have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And I pray that you receive what you need to receive from this moment and to hold it dear to your heart. May God bless you all. May God keep you all.